O disciple, it is difficult to maintain the discipleship. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, O Sika, page 79. One has to give up I and mine. One has to give the gift of his head. It is easy to keep the name of disciple, but it is difficult to maintain the discipleship. First, one has to wash the dirt from within. Then one has to weep in the remembrance of the beloved one. One has to sigh cold sighs. He who wants to meet the beloved earns the love with a true heart. This is a very good opportunity to meet God. One has to die while living in this world. One has to give up happiness and climb the cross. From the outside, it is very easy to be called a servant or disciple, but it is very difficult to maintain the discipleship. If the disciple is independent of the passions and pleasures of the world, within him will be the kingdom of Kirpal. Ajayb says, then it is very easy to go in the court of the Lord. O disciple, it is difficult to maintain the discipleship.
O Sika, Siki Dane Bola, O Kae, O Sika, Siki Dane Bona, O Kae, O Sika, Siki Dane Bona, O Kae, O Sika. Siki dane bona, o kae me meri hatoni pendie, beta sire di charoni pendie, me meri hatoni pendie. Beta sire di charoni pendie, sika namarakona, sokae o sika, siki dane bona, o kae o sika, siki dane bona. O kae, pela andaro melenu dona pabe, pere sone di javice rona pabe, pela andaro melenu dona pabe, pere sone di javice Tanda barena penda, o kae o sika, siki dane bona, o kae o sika, siki dane bona, o kae. Jo pia nu milena. Chondae sacce diletto prema camondae io piano milena chondae sacce diletto prema camondae sona rava milena Mokae o sika, siki dane bona. Mokae o sika, siki dane bona. Mokae. Yonde hijagete mare na pave. Suke chale ke sulite. te echaré na pavé. Yonde hi jagate mare na pavé. Suke chave ke sunite echaré na pavé. Baro se barca sadonda. Soka e osika, sikida nebola. Oka e osika, sikida nebola. Oka e. Jevishi ato sika jada ove. Andara guru kirpala andara jahove. Jevisia tosika jahove. Andara guru kirpala andara jahove. Ajaya andare gacha jana pera. Soka e.
If the disciple is independent of the passions and pleasures of the world, within him will be the kingdom of Kirpal. Ajaib says, then it is very easy to go in the court of the Lord. O disciple, it is difficult to maintain the discipleship. All right, it's getting closer. This is another announcement about the retreat. It'll be 2 weeks from now that we'll have our July meditation retreat celebrating Sant Ajaib Singh's life. It'll be Monday, July 1st through Saturday, July 6th. Local initiates are asked to use the sign-up sheet at the book table to let us know any meals that you're going to be here for. And everyone is welcome for whatever portion of the program they can participate in. We just need to know how many to plan for. And guests coming from afar needing overnight accommodations, please let the ashram know as soon as possible. We'll begin today with selections from Master Kirpal's letters. This is published in the January 1975 Satsandesh, and the editor's note at the beginning says, these letters, never before published, were slated for inclusion in a second volume of Spiritual Elixir. Spiritual Elixir was Master Kirpal's book filled with selections from his letters to disciples. But that never came about. And through Master's infinite wisdom, we have them now as fresh and new, as relevant, as if he had written them yesterday. So, the first letter... selection. Master says, when truth grows strong, negative power also intervenes, so as to undo the work done for the upliftment of the souls. We are all laborers in the vineyard of the Lord, working through the Master. If we work with that spirit, there will be love around us. But unfortunately, the negative power begins to find a place in the workers, in the form of ego. And then each one considers himself or herself as the sole master and dictator in the petty duties allotted to them. This results in a clash of interest among them, and they go to form groups, setting one against the other, criticizing each other vehemently, little knowing that by doing so they are going astray and off the way. Those who listen to these bickerings are also badly affected, and doubts creep in everywhere and spoil even the meditations of the initiates. The wise way is to refrain from listening and to remain aloof from such a society and continue to be connected within and devoted to the spiritual practices. Even if, by chance, you should hear something, you should not take it as gospel truth. If still any doubts lurk in your mind, the same may please be referred to the Master for clarification. It is with the Master that you are directly connected, not to the representative who is immediately near you, so as to be helpful to you in elementary matters. Remember that all on the way are not as yet perfect. We are all on the way to perfection. Each man has some good quality, though not perfect, and has to be put in charge to carry on the work entrusted to him with clear instructions at the time, and again later to be of help to others and able to set a good example. If any imperfections in him come to your notice, it is not because the Master or his teachings are imperfect, not that the Master advocates or encourages what he does, but simply because he is yet imperfect. To the Master, all initiates are very dear. Any such treatment grieves him the most. The Master works from the level of a man and issues instructions so as to bring all to the right path. Judas betrayed Jesus. If perchance you come across such undesirable things, it is wise to shun them, yet at the same time to remain in contact with the Master for right guidance. If one does not do this, the doubts go on rankling in the heart and multiply from day to day by listening to the criticism of those who themselves are not yet perfect. And gradually this shatters the loving faith and devotion to the Master. The kindly Father always loves his children, who remain in touch with him, but he is all the more anxious about his children who are silent. Do not be led away by hearing any criticism from others. And another letter. You need not entertain the idea that the Master is far away. He is always with you each fraction of a second, protecting, correcting, and patting you internally even when you're fast asleep. I am glad you are devoting a small amount of time to meditation. Try to take a little more time from your night's rest, perhaps the last portion. It will not bring fatigue, but will be very refreshing. You see the blue light with a white flurrying ring about it. Fix your gaze intently and constantly into the middle of that. The light will then in this way become stationary and then brighter. It often happens that one who sees light inside also sees it everywhere outside, even when moving in the waking state. So, the circle of light, etc., seen in front of you on the road, is the Master's gift. As for describing Master's presence by your side, there are deserving souls whose mind vision is clear, and they see the Master clearly as he works overhead. Such souls do come in contact to be put on the way when their time comes. Every initiate is connected directly with the Master, and there's a good deal more in store for every initiate. There are persons who see the Master both inside and outside. And another letter. The world is no doubt full of adversities and pitfalls, but you have to wade through them all with the sweet and loving grace of the Master, who helps you, guides you, and leads you on the way. You have simply to follow him with loving devotion. All of the difficulties will be solved, and the apparently dark passages will be made smooth and clean. The Master's love for the children is unfathomable. It is 1,000 times more than the love of a worldly father and mother put together. The Master listens to the prayers of his children and extends all necessary help and protection. Those who turn their faces to him are truly fortunate and receive his grace and blessings. I have read with interest an account of your early efforts to become an English-Spanish stenography teacher in one of the higher institutions of special education. Now, you have been put on the royal road to your eternal home of the True One. I hope you will now devote equal attention to this all-important matter, with similar steadfastness, coupled with love and devotion. You will have inner progress from day to day. As regards your wife, please treat her with love and tolerance. She will then gradually begin to understand the true worth of the higher life, and she will begin to appreciate your endeavors on this side. Until such time comes, there's no occasion for you to feel disturbed or work up to a bad temper. After all, at present, she speaks from her own level, and when that level is raised, she will come to a better understanding. So she needs your love and tolerance to bring her around. Hate does not make any amends for a bad thing. It is love that corrects. So give her your love in as large a measure as possible. And another letter. I am in receipt of your sweet letter. It stirs me to the very depth of my heart to hear from you. With all the strength a man can have, he cannot fathom the love of God and of the Master, which he has for a loving disciple. The Master stands by the initiates, even in dreams. The disciple is guided by his mighty hand each fraction of a second. It is first he who loves the initiate, and the latter's love is only reciprocal. Sometimes there are negative appearances, such as you have referred to, but they will go away when you repeat the 5 holy names. I note about the household life you are experiencing on account of the behavior of blank. You have tried and find yourself unable to carry on. Yet, I will advise you to pull on a little more. Love, more love, and again love, achieves a conquest that other means cannot. Karmic debts also come in a man's life to be squared up, but in the case of a loving disciple, the dose is generously diluted and is held firm in the hands and charge of the master power sugared with love. Try again for some time longer, once or twice, talking calmly and reasoning with her in privacy. When, after using your weapon of love, you find that she is still unmoved, leave all to the Master Power, reposing your all in him, and act very wisely in a way so as not to allow any shadow of blame to fall upon you. And another letter. I am sorry to learn about the tensions which assail you at times, developed, as they apparently seem to be, from harboring excessive sexual thoughts from your childhood. The physical disease which has resulted from the above may be attended to by a physician, preferably a homeopath. As to diverting your thinking process, You may, during the day, work hard with full attention. But whenever the mind is vacant, repeat the five names or remember sweetly the Master. Whenever you have to be in the company of women, which may only be on essential occasions, you had better avoid looking into their eyes and devote time regularly in meditation. A habit that you have formed from childhood has to be replaced with another good habit. And another letter. Grief, as well as opposition, if we are not adrift, go a long way to help us in our progress. They will strengthen our souls. Those who turn against us are really our friends in disguise. Love thine enemies, as was taught by Christ. There are different stages through which one has to pass. The attempt to bypass any stage would make one short of development in that particular stage and eventually prolong final attainment. Let everyone develop steadily and slowly. And again, another letter. One should not be in a hurry. Often, hurry is not free from risks or setbacks. These react in one's mind, creating doubts and confusion. Lack of faith and devotion creeps in stealthily and affects progress. I am glad the Master is now clear to you, and you are sincere in your efforts. Following initiation, one doesn't become perfect all at once. The tender growth in the disciple is apt to be blasted by the vigorous hot winds. The small seedling needs constant nourishment and protection. Let it grow into a big tree first. It will then be capable of withstanding the onslaughts of the mighty animals and not be uprooted. In its tender stage, even a passing goat can eat it away. The Master power resides with the initiates from the moment of initiation. The disciple is then in the charge of the Master power. He knows and sees everything. Even the minutest thoughts in the disciple have their reaction. That power will never err. So one should be true to oneself and to his God overhead. A loving father always delights to see his children progress on the path. And another letter. I am in receipt of your letter and note your earnest desire to become aware of the stupendous truth and to rise into its realization. I am glad that your desire for the above is supreme in your heart, and you are willing to give up all else for it. Those who yearn for it will get it. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. And one more letter. Man is an ensouled body or an embodied soul. The soul is a conscious entity, a drop of all consciousness, covered by various vestures. That is, a physical body, an astral body, a causal body, and a supercausal body. Through the grace of the Master, it disrobes itself of all the bodies and reaches its ultimate source, or home, the Satchkhand, or plane, of all consciousness and all bliss, never to come back again. This is the first plane which came into creation, into being, on creation at his will. Below this, there are four planes to pass, the details of which were given to you at the time of initiation. All of these planes are sustained by the same power of God, called by different names in different planes. Each plane may be said to have its own lord or ruler, and is distinguishable by its own particularly sweet melody and peculiar pattern of light. which was also explained at that time, and the details of which you will find in the instructions for initiation sent to you. These detailed instructions are not to be given out in open talks, but are to be disclosed to the real seekers after truth at the time of initiation. These five planes have been named by different saints, each in his own language: Pind, Und, Brahmand, Parbrahmand, and Satchkhand. And by other names as referred to by you in your letter. But the distinguishing features in light and sound of each plane are the basic criteria which they go by, irrespective of the different names by which they may be called by different masters. A saint or a master, in the terminology of the saints, is one who has the competency to go and come from the fifth plane, that is, Satchkhand, or abode of truth, at his sweet will and pleasure. A Mahatma is a vernacular word meant to convey a highly evolved soul, as the name implies. These words are, however, not properly used these days, and an ordinary person with a little piety may be termed as a sant or a master. But you need not worry about words. A master gives an initiate an experience of rising above the body consciousness. This experience, however, varies more or less according to the background which one has, and connects him or her with the lowest end of the link of God's light and audible sound current, which is the way back to God. The disciple has to develop this initial experience day by day with the grace and guidance of the master until he or she reaches the ultimate goal. In due course of practice, the master appears to the disciple in the inner planes and talks as one does outside and guides and helps in further progress, inwards and upwards, from plane to plane. The initiate can talk to him at will and can also meet many other masters on these planes. All thoughts leave an indescribable impression in the etheric records. The word samadhi is used by yogis to denote a state in which one becomes oblivious to oneself. This takes place even when one is withdrawn from the body and outer environments and is called jhar samadhi. Saints do not advocate such like samadhi. They preach Chaitanya Samadhi, in which one remains fully conscious of the self, although, of course, not of the body, and of the over-self, and ultimately rises into higher consciousness, cosmic and supercosmic, forgetting oneself just as a river, when flowing into the ocean, loses all sense of its individuality. Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." And another saint, Guru Arjan, says, "Father and Son have taken the same form." There is only one initiation that is given to the initiate, by giving him or her some experience as to how to rise above the body consciousness, and then connecting him or her with the twin principle of light and sound of God, which is nothing but an expression of the God power, and takes the disciple back to God stage by stage. By regular practice, one begins to traverse from plane to plane with the guidance and help of the master, until the disciple reaches the fifth plane, Satchkhand, the abode of eternal and unchangeable truth. I hope the above will clarify this for you. Any points which may not be clear to you, and which require any further elucidation, may please be referred to me. You are always welcome to ask for any further clarification that you may like. And the final letter. A person is accepted for initiation when he or she has fully understood the theory and has lived on a vegetarian diet, that is, abstaining from all meat, fowl, fish, or eggs, for at least 3 months prior to initiation, and promises that he or she can adapt themselves to a strict vegetarian living. In dealing with all, the master usually takes everyone at his or her word. And even when one does not keep the promise afterward, the master power above does not leave the disciple until the end of the world. A genuine or true master is invested with unlimited powers from God and is chosen to distribute and extend his unbounded grace and mercy to anyone coming with a sincere heart in his or her search for the way back to God. When he or she is accepted, the master knows how to correct, mold, and uplift that soul, for the soul is of the same essence as that of God, and the master looks on all as embodied souls. So all are dear to him, and he wishes them to reach the true home of the Father. Even a repentant sinner coming to him with a sincere heart is acceptable to him. We are all sinners. We come to him in order that we may be cleansed. And this is a question and answer session here at Sant Bani in New Hampshire on May 2nd, 1977. And it seems clear that this is after the morning meditation. So a disciple says, I guess I had a very good meditation. I felt I accomplished something by ignoring the pain. I did have a hard time fixing my gaze, but I did what you told me to do. And Sanchi says, daily I am telling every satsangi that if you bear the pain, even for a second, the pain will go away. The other thing I told you yesterday was to meditate with closed eyes. I also told you to meditate without moving. You have a good opportunity to develop your sitting practice. In this, you could progress if you would give attention to sitting accurately. When the water in the ocean is stilled, the trees or buildings which are on the seashore are clearly visible in the water of the sea. When that water is disturbed, whether by air or storms or other things, then we cannot see the reflection of the trees or the buildings in the water. The water, the trees, and the buildings, everything is in the same place. But because the water is moving, we cannot see the reflection of the trees and buildings there. Similarly, the light is still in everybody. When our bodies are moving because our thoughts are coming, we cannot have the darshan of that light. If our sitting is accurate, then we can have the darshan of that light and we can progress. Always I am giving the example of the army. In the army, it is taught that the gun, the target, and our body, all three should be in a straight line. We should also do the same. We should not move when we are sitting, and our target is the third eye, where we have to concentrate. If we see light and we are moving, we lose the light, and then we have to start again from the beginning. And again, we have to give the same amount of time, or more time sometimes, to gain the same concentration and see the light again. And a question. I felt sleepy at first, so I concentrated on the Simran and became more awake and began to feel pain as I became more awake. I concentrated on the third eye and the pain went away. Sanchi says, good. All the satsangis should try the same thing daily so that the pain should go away. And another disciple says, I would like to say that I had the best meditation since initiation. And one step further, I had more understanding through practicing. Sanchi, that's good. Progress more, because you have to travel a lot. All satsangis should try, because our journey is long and always the mind is the obstacle. So all satsangis should try to achieve their goal. And a disciple, I had many thoughts about you. Is that all right? Sanchi, try to do Simran. Whatever I am telling you to do, it is good for you to do that. If you will do Simran, that means that you are remembering me. And a question. Later in the day, when we don't feel so tired, would it be better to sit cross-legged or to sit in a position where we don't feel any pain? Sanchi, it is good to sit in the cross-legged position. In India, people have the habit of sitting in the cross-legged position, even if they're not sitting for meditation. That's why they can sit for 4 or 5 hours in one sitting. They develop the habit of sitting cross-legged, and this habit proves very helpful for the satsangi for doing meditation. A question. Is it permissible to do Simran while we are doing bhajan? Repeat the charged words. Sanchi, yesterday I told you very clearly about Simran and bhajan. Simran is the guru bhakti, devotion to the guru, and it will take us only up to the stars and the suns and the radiant form of the master. If we have not completed the course of Simran, the sound, the shabad which we are hearing, will not pull us up. In the earlier ages, the saints were initiating their disciples only into Simran. And when the disciple had perfected his Simran, after that, he was given the initiation into the sound current. But in that way, the disciples lost a lot, because during the time the disciples were perfecting their Simran, either the master was leaving the body or the disciple left the body. Kabir and Guru Nanak showered much grace on the souls. And since they came, the souls have been given full initiation at one time. But coming at this point, we are confused. We're not giving enough importance to Simran. Simran is very important. Daily, I am telling you that we should do Simran of such a type that we should not even be aware of whether we are doing Simran or not. Just as the worldly thoughts are coming in our mind without any effort, in the same way, instead of the worldly thoughts, the Simran should always go on within us. Now we are forgetting the Simran for many hours during the daytime. And when we remember, we do it for 2 or 3 minutes and then forget it again. Similarly, when we are sitting for meditation, then also our mind tries to make us forget the Simran. That's why when you are sitting for meditation, sit in the Simran practice for 3/4 of the time, and 1/4 of the time you should devote to the bhajan practice. when you are sitting for either bhajan or simran. Then also the breathing is going on within you without any difficulty. You see, in the beginning, when you listen to the sound current, the worldly thoughts are also coming within you. That is why, even if you are listening to the sound current, it won't pull you up. So if you do simran, when you sit for the bhajan practice, you will not be aware of whether your simran is going on or not. At that time also, instead of worldly thoughts, if anything comes within you, it should be simran. Now, we are habituated to doing simran with the tongue, and that's why we are aware that we are doing simran or that we are stopping simran. Try to do the simran with the tongue of thought. And a disciple says, when I sit at home in meditation, I have no pain. Now, here at the ashram, with the master, I have terrible pain in my legs. I don't understand it. Master and Sanchi says, Master Sawan Singh Ji used to tell this story in a very jolly mood, that once there was a man in the army, and he killed 30 people of the opposite party. So he was given medals, and he was given the title of the person who has killed 30 people. At the same time, there was one weaver. In India, the weaver community are considered to be very backward and frightened people. They are always afraid. They are always afraid of other people. So when the weaver heard that in his area one man had been given such a brave title, he also thought of doing the same thing. But he was very afraid of other people, and he couldn't even kill one man. So he thought, at least I should kill 30 of something. So he killed 30 flies. And then he announced, now in your area there should be two people with the title. I also have killed 30 flies. So similarly, when we are sitting in our home, we can move. After 10 minutes, we get up. Whatever we want to do, we can do. We can scratch our body because nobody is there to see us. But here, when we come into the battlefield, then we know how much power we have. Because here you are afraid that Santji is looking at you and other people are looking at you. And if you move, what will Santji think of you? What will other people think of you? But here you cannot move. So here, because you are not moving and you are told to sit still, it is natural that you should experience pain. The bravery of a soldier is known only when he comes in the battlefield. Most of the people who went to Rajasthan had the same problem. They told me that at home they could sit for 3 hours, but here it was difficult for them to sit for 1 hour. That's because when they're sitting in their homes, they're not even aware of whether they are sleeping in meditation or whether they are scratching all the time. They're just looking at their watch and saying, yes, we've sat for 3 hours. But they're not introspecting themselves, whether they were sleeping in the meditation, whether they were scratching, etc. All the satsangis should think, if I can sit for 2 hours in my home, then at least I should also sit for 2 hours or even more, for 3 hours. Then we will know that he is a good meditator and he can sit long. Here he's not to carry any extra burden. The first time that I went to see Baba Bishan Das, I asked him, show me God as soon as possible. Then he told me to look at the sun, and he said, go on looking at the sun constantly and tell me how long you can go on looking at it. So When I had looked at the sun for 2 or 3 minutes, I said, I cannot look at it for longer because it's too bright. And so he told me, you have to see thousands of suns like this. God is light, and God is even thousands of times brighter than this. I got much opportunity to fix my gaze in the army also, when I was working as a signalman. Nowadays, there are the wireless systems, but at that time we had to read the signals either with the help of the sun, in very strong sunlight, or at nighttime signals were given out through the lamp. People wore sunglasses to read the signals, but I didn't. During the daytime, we had to read the signals in the sunlight, and at nighttime, the signals were read by the light of a lamp. And both lights were falling straight into the eyes. We had to fix our gaze constantly there, without averting our gaze even for a minute. And sometimes the message lasted 20 or 30 minutes. If we blinked our eyes even once, then also we could miss a lot of the message. Well, that was fixing the gaze outwardly, but here we have to fix the gaze inwardly with our eyes closed. If you move your gaze even for a second to the right or to the left side, then you will also feel that you have lost a lot and you will not find much in your meditations. A satsangi's gaze should not be affected. As soon as he closes his eyes, he should fix his gaze, and even if he is hearing many noises, if people are making noise, if bells are ringing, his gaze should not move. The dear ones who complain that people are making noise, that there is much noise and their mind is not becoming still there, this is because of the lack of their concentration. Those whose concentration is developed are not affected by noise or whatever is going on around them. They can even put in time for meditation when they're sitting in a large gathering of people. Guru Nanak Sahib says, those who have achieved concentration, for them, all places are secluded. But if our mind is not still, even if we are sitting underground in a cave, then also, whenever our attention goes towards the mind will take us out into the world. Once, people asked Master in Rajasthan to make underground caves to sit in for meditation. So Master replied, there are many snakes lying in caves. The question is of stilling your mind. So we should try to establish our concentration and not give any attention to the noise. We should not be aware of anyone sitting next to us. And another question. At first, I was puzzled by the phrase which Sanchi used, completing the course of Simran. Based on what he said this morning, am I to assume that the course of Simran is completed when we reach the radiant form? Sanchi, yes. When we reach the radiant form of the Master, and when the habit is developed, after that the Simran will not stop. It will go on indefinitely. When the radiant form of the Master is manifested within us, it will talk with us just as we are talking now. And when the course of Simran is completed, after that, when you sit for meditation, 1 second is longer than it will take to reach the radiant form of the Master. Your attention will go right up, and the pain which you have in your body will also go away. The teachings of the Master are not to give pain to your body daily, but they say, understand what we are saying and do it, and then you will progress. If we practice the abstinence which the saints are telling us to do, And if we do Simran, we can succeed very soon. One Mahatma says, "We have a tongue of our own, and the saints have given us Simran without taking anything from us. So why are you not doing Simran?" So all satsangis should try to complete the course of Simran as soon as possible and try to reach Satchkhand. And we will leave off that point. And one more final reading, just a short reading. When I was looking through the bound volumes for what to read today, I came to this page, which is Sanchi's message to the graduates of the Santbani School. And this was for April of 1983, the class of 1983. And, of course, the school has gone through many changes over the years. But I thought in reading this that the message that the master has to give on these occasions is good for anyone in any class, in any year. It's always good advice. One of my favorite things that Master Kripal used to say sometimes is, "Saints do not give bad advice." So, Sanchi said, "Dear children, Hazur Kripal's love and blessing be with you always. I would like to convey my hearty congratulations to the three of you upon your graduation from the Santbani School, and my best wishes for your future success in the years to come. You are entering into a new phase of your life. If you will remember the teachings of this school, I'm sure success will come to you in all things. I hope that you will do such things in your life that not only your family but also your school may take pride in it. Again, I wish you all the best in your coming life. With all his love, Ajaib Singh." And we've been listening to a satsang from Ahmedabad in 1995, September of 1995. And this is on a bani of Swamiji.
ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਤ ਨੂੰ ਗਲਤ ਸਾਬਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਿਆ ਉਹ ਉਸੇ ਦੇ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਸੋ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਿਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸਹਾਇਤਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ 'ਤੇ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ ਕਿ ਪਾਰਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ
ਆਈ ਟੈਲ ਯੂ ਫਰੋਮ ਮਾਈ ਓਨ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਨ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਪਾਥ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਵਨ ਸੋ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ that you reach the place where the master helps you, at least you reach over there where he is present to take care of you and protect you.
ਸੰਭਾਲ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਵੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਾਰੀ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਮਦਦ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਬਾਹਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਧੋਖਾ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
He protects us even outside. There are many dear ones, those who realize the protection of the master, but it is because of the mind. Mind deceives us and then we easily forget. But it is true that master protects us even outside
main dasda hunna ke balwant choti ji mere paas aayi si jad main pehle tour te gaya hain eh bachi si eh pichho mere udaas ho gayi kafi sare udaas ho ke 77rvi de ashram de vichon bahar de passe ja ke baith gayi jad utthe baithi maharaj kripal ਆਪਦੇ ਸਾਵੇਂ ਰੂਪ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਆ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਬੱਚੋ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੈ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਘਬਰਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਨੇ ਪੱਤਰ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ 'ਚ ਭੇਜਿਆ। ਮੈਂ ਕਈ ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੱਤਰ ਵੀ ਦਿਖਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਆਹ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਬਈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਵੀ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਵੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਨੂੰ, ਉਸ ਆਸਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਬਲਵੰਤ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਯੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵੈਂਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਟੂਰ ਇਨ 1977 ਟੂ ਯੂ ਐਸ ਆਫਟਰ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਗੋਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਵੈਰੀ ਸੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਡੇ ਬਿਕੋਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੈਡਨੈਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਆਫ ਦ 77 ਆਰ ਬੀ ਆਸ਼ਰਮ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਪਾਲ ਅਪੀਅਰਡ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ real form, in his own form, and he said that, daughter, why do you worry, I am with you. She wrote me a letter to US, which I showed to many people, to tell them that you see that how much Master protects us and he takes care of us, even on the outer level, even outside, how much he protects and he takes care of us, but we are the ungrateful ones. We easily forget, even though he takes so much, such a good care of us.
Ve dayal teri daya bichari dam dam kare saham chhod pog kyon rog bisavi ya mene aaram
swami ji maharaj kehnde hai jinna bhogan nu ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਿੱਠੇ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੋ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਇਤਨਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਨੀਂਦ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਜਦ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜੋਸ਼ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਕੀ ਹੋਏਗਾ, ਬਿਮਾਰੀਆਂ ਪੱਲੇ ਪੈਣਗੀਆਂ, ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਪੱਲੇ ਪਏਗੀ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪਲੇਜ਼ਰਸ ਹੂਮ ਯੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਵੀਟ ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਹੂਮ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਅਟੈਚ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਇੰਜੋਏ ਦੋਸ ਪਲੇਜ਼ਰਸ ਯੂ ਡੋਂਟ ਈਵਨ ਸਲੀਪ, ਵਟ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਪਨ, ਦੀਸ ਪਲੇਜ਼ਰਸ which in which you are involved, they will result only in the sicknesses. They will give you nothing but the sickness and the pains.
Guru Nanak ji kehnde hai bhogo rog so ant vagave aaye jaye dukh paenda.
Guru Nanak sahib also says that if you indulge in the pleasures, you are bound to get sick, and in the end you will come and go in this world.
Chhod bhog kyon savi ya mene aaram gur ka kehna maan pyare to paavi bisram
agar shanti prapt karni hai bahar vi andar vi to kehnde guru da keha man.
If you want to achieve the peace outside as well as inside, he says that you obey your master.
Guru sanu ki kehnda hai ke shabd naam di kamai karo, vishe bakaran tu man nu roko, e man na rajya kade na raji sakda hai.
What does the master tell us? He tells us to do the meditation of the shabd naam, and he tells us to abstain from these pleasures, stop our mind from indulging in the pleasures, because up until now our mind is not satisfied by indulging in the pleasures, and he will never be satisfied.
Gore ka kehna maan pyare to paavi bisram dukh tera sab dur kare
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ ਆਖਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਫਿਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਆਪਨੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਦੀ ਨਗਰੀ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਨਗਰੀ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਮਸ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਵੇਅਰ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਦ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਸੋ ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਯੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਓਨ ਹੋਮ
ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਬਣ ਗਏ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਮੰਨ ਕੇ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ 'ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀ ਕੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਤੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੀ ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਦਾ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਗਰੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਚੱਕਰ ਲਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਾਪਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਅਚਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਦੇ ਮੰਡਲ ਨਾ ਪਰਲੋ 'ਚ ਢਹਿੰਦਾ ਨਾ ਮਹਾਂਪਰਲੋ ਵਿੱਚ ਢਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਜਾਣਗੇ।
ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ while sitting or standing or doing anything of the world, when we always become His, then it becomes His responsibility to take care of us and to protect us. And what does the Master do for us if we become His? He finishes our cycle of birth and death. He finishes our going and coming from this world, which is full of pains and happiness. And He takes us to that plane, which does not fall in any dissolution or grand dissolution, the plane which is the permanent one.
दुख तेरा सब दूर करेंगे देंगे अचल मुकाम राधा स्वामी कहत सुनाई खोज करो निज नाम
स्वामी जी महाराज ने सारा शब्द कह के अखीर यही किया है कि मैं थानू प्यार दे नाल समझाया है क्योंकि समाज के लोग साथों भगती कराते हैं या दान पुन वो साथों लेंदे है तो सानू डर डराउंदे है नरकां दा डर दिंदे है स्वर्ग दा लालच दिंदे है उन्होंने ना स्वर्ग देखे होंगे है ना वो स्वर्ग जा ही सकते हैं सो इस वास्ते वो सानू स्वर्ग का लालच देंदे है नरकों का डर देंदे है लेकिन संतान का जो रस्ता है ये प्यार दा है ये ना डराउंदे है ना सानू लालच ही देंदे है
After saying the whole hymn, Swamiji Maharaj finally says that I have explained to you all these things very lovingly because you know that when the so-called religious people make us do the rites and rituals or if they make us give away the things as a donation or if they make us do the good deeds, either they do it because they frighten us from the sufferings of the hell or they tempt us to get the rewards and the comforts and conveniences of the hells. So that is why and that is how they make us do the devotion. But the path of the masters is the path of love. So that is why Swamiji Maharaj says that neither I have frightened you of the hell nor I am tempting you to go to the heavens. I am explaining to you to do the devotion of God Almighty very lovingly because this is the path of the love.
Allah, Vaheguru, Ram, Rahim, God, they jitne hai sade lafji naam hai. ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਤਾਕਤ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਤਾਕਤ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨਿਜ ਨਾਮ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ
ਅੱਲਾਹ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮ ਰਹੀਮ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਦੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਦ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਟਿਵ ਨੇਮਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਮਚ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਫੋਰ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਨੇਮਸ ਬਟ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਮੀਟ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਵਰ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬਡ Using these names, Swamiji Maharaj calls that power as the Nijnam or his very own name.
ਇਹ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਆਮ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਬੁਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਹੋਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਕਹੀਏ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ ਕਿਸੇ ਜੱਜ ਦੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਮੁਕੱਦਮਾ ਹੈ ਆਪਾਂ ਉਸ ਜੱਜ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਰੋਜ਼ ਪਕਾਰੀ ਜਾਈਏ ਜਾਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਫੋਟੋ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਧੂਪ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਜਾਈਏ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਫੋਟੋ ਸਾਡਾ ਨਿਆ ਕਰ ਦੇਗੀ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰੋਜ਼ ਦਾ ਲੰਮੀਆਂ ਚੌੜੀਆਂ ਅਰਦਾਸਾਂ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਇੰਨਾ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਖੁਦ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਦੇਖੋ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਫੇਰ ਕਹੋ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਹੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦੁੱਖ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਹ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਦਾ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਹਟਾ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੰਜ ਡਾਕੂ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਬੰਦਰ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਚਾਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਯਤੀਮ ਹੈ
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਵੀ ਗਿਵ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਟੂ ਸਰਟਨ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਐਨੀ judge or any magistrate to solve any of our problems and instead of going to him personally and talking to him personally and asking him to do things for us if we go on worshipping his picture or if we go on repeating his name and if we go on praying to him without going to him personally will he solve our problems will he do anything for us he won't do anything for us unless we go to him personally and talk to him and tell him about our problems and request him to sort out our problems In the same way, yes, Swamiji Maharaj says that we have to go and see that power with our own eyes. We have to go and meet that God Almighty ourselves and we have to request to Him, we have to pray to Him that, Oh Lord, we are suffering in this world. You kindly remove this cycle of birth and death, cycle of coming and going. These five passions, the pleasures of this world, are bothering us, and the mind is making us dance to his tune like the monkey is dancing. So you kindly liberate us from all these tricks of the mind. You finish our cycle of birth and death. So unless we go to God Almighty, see him with our own eyes and pray to him, he will not help us. So Swamiji Maharaj here is saying that we should go and see God Almighty ourselves, and we should make these prayers to him ourselves.
मैं कई दफा है दस देना है आज भी दस देना है कि मेरे आर्मी चो कुछ पैसे आए मैं वो लैंड वास्ते पोस्ट ऑफिस दे विच गया ये पिंड माजूवास का वाकया है उत्थे कोई 20-25 मास्टर रहिंदे सी स्कूल दे विच वो एक देवते की पिक्चर दे अगे रोज़ ही धूफ करते होंदे सीगे और पिक्चर नू रोज़ वह धुआं वगैरह जिहड़ा सीगा सुगंधी का उस दे नाल ठंडी हो गई रात में चूहा आया उन्हां दी पिक्चर अद्धी क खा गया अद्धी क रहिंदी सीगी मैं गया मैनू आदे जी पैसे तो तुहाडे असी देने ही देने है पर साढ़े सवाल का जवाब देंदे जाओ मैं आख्या हाँ भाई दसो की मंग तुसी सवाल है तुहाडा उन्होंने लिया के वह पिक्चर मेरे अगे रखी कहन लगे देखो असी पढ़े लिखे हैं तो पर सा असी ये मसला हल नहीं कर सके भाई ये जिहड़ी पिक्चर चूहे ने खा ली उसनू नहीं हटाया तो साडा किस तरह उधार करेगी मैं हस पिया मैं क्या प्यारे ये जिस देवते की पिक्चर है वो तो गलत नहीं तो उसे अंदर जाके उस देवते नू उस मंडल च जाओ मिलो ता तुसी सच्चे होंगे वो देवता तो तुसी कदे देखिया नहीं तुसी कदे मिले नहीं उसनू पिक्चर नू बनाउण दे विच की फायदा है महाराज सावन सिंह कहिंदे सी कि पिक्चर जे असी संतां दी रखनी है घर दे विच तां दोस्त समझ को अच्छे बजुर्ग समझ के घर दे विच रख लो जे तुसी भजन सिमरन तां करो ना उस पिक्चर दे अगे सारा दिन नमस्कार करी जाओगे तो संतां दा की कसूर है भाई
आई हैव टोल्ड यू दिस अर्लियर आल्सो एंड वंस अगेन आई एम टेलिंग यू दिस इज द इंसिडेंट ऑफ द विलेज Manjuwas, where I had gone to collect some money which I was sent from the army, and over there were 15 or 20 learned people. They told me they had a problem. They used to worship a deity, a god, and they had a picture of him, and they always used to burn the incense in front of him and offer the food and like that. Over the time, the picture of that deity became damp, and also there was some food attached to it. So one night, one mouse came and he ate some part of that picture, and they were very confused at how that has happened. So when I went there, they told me that, yes, we will give you your money, but first you should answer our question because we are having this problem. They brought that picture to me and they told me that when this god whom we were worshipping cannot protect his own picture, if the mouse could come and eat his picture up, then how can we expect that he will protect us or he will give us any liberation? So lovingly I told them that, dear one, that this god whom you are worshipping, there is nothing wrong with it, but it is because of the way you are approaching him. If you were to go within and contact this god, this deity in your within, only then he could take your responsibility and only then he could help you. But instead of going within, instead of seeing this power, this god within yourself, you are just worshipping his picture. How can you expect that the picture will do any good to you? Master Sawan Singh Ji also used to say that if you want to have the picture of the master in your home, you should understand him as your friend or as your elderly person. But if you don't do the bhajan and simran, instead if you always go on praying and worshipping that picture, what is the fault of the master? Unless you do the bhajan and simran, you cannot get any benefit, you cannot get any grace from the master.
And we will close with Sanchi's bhajan, Kirpala Ki Mahima, page 264. The glory of Kirpal is limitless. I sacrifice myself millions of times. He removes the darkness and manifests the light. He shows the way to all those who have lost the way. On every single step, he extends support. He removes the pain and causes happiness to shower. Whoever comes to the door of the Master gets everything without asking for it. This is the knowledge of the saints. Consider the Master before God. O madman, this body is a vine of poison. The Satguru is the mine of nectar. Hundreds of times I bow down, and I devote myself to him. The Master is the support of my life. Open the eyes of the inner mind. Be humble and speak sweetly. Preserve the words of the Master. They are precious, and you will be liberated. Those upon whom the Master has showered his grace have crossed the ocean of life. The Nam of the Master is the boat to cross the ocean of life in this iron age. There is no other way to swim across except the Nam. Ajab, meditate on Kirpal, and you will go across. The glory of Kirpal is limitless. I sacrifice myself millions of times.
Kirpal ki mehima aparampar kotvar java balihar. Kirpal ki mehima aparampar kotvar java balihar. Hari andhera jyoti jagaye har bat ke ko radhikaye sad sahar de pag pag para kash kare sab sukh barsaye hare andhera jyoti jagaye har bat ke ko radhikaye Sada sahara de pag pag para kashtare sab sukh barsaye bin mange hi sab kuch paaye jo bhi aaye guru ke dwar kripa ki mahima aparampar Kotvar java balihar Pal ki mehima aparampar Kotvar java balihar Sant jano ka hai yeh gyana Hari se pehle guru ko jaan ye tan vish ki vel bavare sat guru hai amrit ki kan sant jano ka hai yeh gyana hari se pehle guru ko jaan ye tan vish ki vel bavare Sate Guru hai amrit ki kan Shat shat naman vadna shat shat Guru hai jivan ke adar Kirpal ki mehima aparampar Kotvar java balihar Kirpal ki mehima aparampar Kotvar java balihar Antaram man ki anke kola Jukar chale aur amita mon Kant band le tar jayega Guru ka bachan badayan mo Antara man ki anke kol Jukar chale aur amita mo Kant band le tar jayega Guru ka bachan badayan mo Jim par diya kari guru varne Vahi utarage bhav se paar Kirpal ki mehima aparampar Gotvar java balihar Kirpal ki mehima aparampar Gotvar java balihar Guru ka naam hai Kali Yug mein Bab Sagar ki na Naam bina aur terne ka Aur na hi koi upaay Guru ka naam hai Kali Yug mein Bab Sagar ki na Naam bina aur terne ka aur na hi koi upaay Ajaib jaap ki kripal ko utar jayenga paar Kripa ki mehima aparampaar Gotvar java balihar Kirpal ki mehima aparampaar Gotvar java balihar
The name of the Master is the boat to cross the ocean of life in this iron age. There is no other way to swim across except the Naam. Ajaib, meditate upon Kirpal and you will go across. The glory of Kirpal is limitless. I sacrifice myself millions of times. May God bless us all.